The beauty CEO generation is here. More than ever, we are using our skills to grow our income on our terms. This is your dose of business coaching. I'm your host, Jessica, a nail tech turned beauty CEO. I take my experience of buying, growing, and selling a successful business while managing a family, overcoming obstacles, and learning to trust the process. I'm obsessed with talking about life and business. And here we don't hide away from the tough subjects. We talk about the challenges of growing a business, marketing, self-development, and challenging old beliefs to support you in going after your money and life goals. It's your time to rise and step into your power. So let's do it. Welcome back to another episode of Rise of the Beauty CEO. As I said last week, we are doing a four-part series on how to build resilience inside your beauty business. Today's episode is all about marketing, because marketing is actually one of my favorite things to talk about when I take on a brand new coaching client. And there are a few steps that I go through, which I'll share with you inside this podcast, where we work together on building out a plan to be able to build resilience inside the marketing processes that they have. Whether they are a self-employed one person or they've got a team of staff. It's the same process, but obviously different outcomes and different results for different people. So to me, it's important to everybody really that marketing is done consistently in a way that is aligned with your business goals. Because if you are just going out there and posting randomly every now and then on social media, you sort of feel like you're stuck on this rat race of having to post but not really seeing results, but everyone else is doing it, so it must work. So why isn't it working for me? And this seems to have really come out of the amount of social media influencers out there, the amount of people that are selling social media courses and, you know, coaching and all the rest of it, because it's an easy win. It's a quick win to be able to put up a post and get likes, but is it aligned with your business goals? And most of the time, you're probably thinking, Jessica, my business goal is just to make some bloody money so I can pay the rent or I can pay my bills. And yes, that is the end result of us owning a business, that we get a profit at the end of the week. But when we're talking about making your marketing resilient, I'm talking about setting it up so it's not overwhelming for yourself, but there's actually a process of why you're doing things inside your business to be able to reach the goals inside your business that are bigger than just making money at the end of the day. Because if that's the only thing that you're thinking about, you're actually starting to miss all the little pieces that come out of actually making a marketing plan. And this can be really hard because most of the time in our industry, we are the person that is doing the clients. We're running the business, we're doing the marketing, we're doing the books, we're buying everything that we need. So we have many hats on inside the business, let alone whatever is happening at home with having to remember medicines and appointments and children's pick up and drop off. So when you are doing everything inside the business, as well as the marketing and everything at home, it's a lot to cope with mentally. And that's where people join my coaching program, that's where they're at. They know what needs to be done. They've seen it. They've heard people talk about it on social media. They've listened to my podcast, but they want someone to be able to help them through the process of just saying, let's focus on this one. Let's focus on this one. So we're working through this process of being able to get these tasks done to keep them on track. So to make your business resilient in 2023 and beyond, it's important to have multiple areas that you use for your marketing and not rely only on social media. And I know that we've been told that millions of times, but it's still not getting through that social media is only one part of the puzzle for businesses. And I recently have opened up my nail salon at home to really put this into practice. I have my chosen hours that I work, and I have a number of clients that max me out every week. And I work on a process of how do I want to find my ideal client and what are the things that I need to do to be able to get that. So I've taken this formula and I've put it into place yet again to prove that what I'm talking about is real. It does work even today. And I can happily report back to you through these steps how this is working inside my
business when I owned the big salon with the staff and how it actually is working for me now when I'm doing it part-time. Now, the first thing is I'm a huge believer, and you've probably heard me talk about this in the past, of websites. I know they're expensive for some people. I know that they're difficult and they're hard and people really try to run their business without a website. And someone asked me the other day, do I really need a website if I've got a multiple of different things happening? And the reality was, no, not right now if you are going to go deep in with her website that she had through her booking system and obviously social media. But in the long term, if you want resilience inside your marketing plan, yes, you need a website. And then I listed out the reasons how a website can help you on autopilot create a persona for you to be able to capture leads for your business while you're asleep. And that is what a resilient marketing plan does. It actually works for you after you've done it. You want somewhere for people to go after they've found you. So whether they have found you on socials, whether they've spoken to a friend, whether they've seen an article written about you, there's all these things that align that you want to be able to direct someone to take the next step. Because when you have a website, you can lead your potential client through the journey of what you want them to do, because you know that you need to build a relationship with them online to be able to get them to transfer into being a client. I found this really great marketing quote, which aligned with everything that I wanted to talk about with you today and what I'm doing inside my own business. And it's from, and don't quote me here, but it's from Joe Chernoff. I'll pop his name in the show notes. But it was, good marketing makes the company look smart. Great marketing makes the customer feel smart. And this really ties in to my formula of what I've been doing inside the big business, what I do with my clients, and now what I do here. So my first step, so get a pen and paper out. This is what I actually do. If you were coming to work for me, obviously there's more finer details in what we go through back and forth, but this is pretty much it. First, I sit down and I audit what is happening inside the business with the customer. So I look at their socials. I look at what their website presence is. I look at what their Google searches are. I have a look where they're sitting. Then I get the client to brainstorm what their ideal business actually looks like. Because again, we are all so different. And the beauty of CEO, that is what it's about. It's about creating your ideal business. It's not about chasing someone else's dream. It's not about earning six figures and 10 times all the rest of the pretty figures, okay? That's my story. That's someone else's goal. That's not yours. So it's really about planning out what your ideal business is for you and your situation. If you can work 30 hours, if you can work 50 hours, it's all up to you. You're an individual. But it's about getting clear on what it is that you want to do with your business. The next step is getting clear on who your ideal client is. This scares the living daylights out of most people because they don't want to exclude anybody. But at the end of the day, it's not about excluding people. It's about dreaming up and really identifying who it is that you want to work with. Because there are people out there who we don't want to work with. And your service doesn't align to whoever these other people are. So you really want to work on attracting who it is you want to work with. You want to focus on what they want from you and what they need from you. What do they need to know about a service, about your training, about what this is going to do for them? Because you want them to be able to feel like they're making a smart decision when they pick you to do their service. How do you want that customer to feel? How does your service change their life? And when I used to get these questions, I used to think, oh God, I'm just doing their nails. But I had a conversation with someone the other day about nails, and she was a retiree and she had been treated terribly from other nail salons. And she has a very interesting before and after photo. And I said to her, the care that I take in people's hands is based on what I believe our hands are for. When someone is passing away, we hold their hand to walk them through that process. When we have a new baby, the first thing we do as we pick it up and clutch it to our chest, we pick up their hand and we hold it. And then we were talking about, you know, reaching out to a loved one. reaching out to our children as they're on the playground? What is it that we're doing when we grab our hands, when we're exchanging money? We are embarrassed of our hands. We are not wanting to show people. And I was really just talking this through her. And she's like, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. I'm get to go to my, she was going to a cooking class that night. She's like, I'm going to show people my nails. I'm going to feel, you know, proud to be able to put my hands in and really talk using her hands. And I was like, exactly. That's the message that I want to get out to my ideal client. Someone who respects that, someone who wants to feel that power inside their hands with just getting their nails painted. So you can see how deep I've gone with my thought process there of the type of person that I want and the type of person that I want to welcome into my business, but then I want them to treat their nails with respect. So that's how now I understand of how my service changes their life. So really think about what service that you're doing, whether it's an eyebrows, whether it's lip tattooing, whether it's hair, whether it's a massage. My mother-in-law gets a massage every week and it makes her feel so looked after to be able to just lay onto the table after she's had a week of looking after the grandchildren, and she just knows that that's her appointment that she's not going to change anything for. It's really important for her to go and have that massage every single week. She's connected with that lady and it's a part of her self-care process. So really think about what it is that you're offering to that customer, because it's going to come into play when we start to plan out what your marketing strategy is. The next step is becoming the expert in your chosen field. I have a whole module about why it's so important for you to step out behind that service and become the expert to be able to show people what you know and how you are going to treat them and look after them. I sit down with my private clients and I audit what it is that they're an expert in. I start to brainstorm with them what they know. And it really surprises them, like, yeah, I do know that. Yes, I can. They puff out their chest and they go, yes, I'm excited. I want to put myself out there. This is what I want to focus on. And then again, this starts to work into our strategy of what type of content and what type of enhancements that we're going to do to their website, to their social media, to be able to attract that ideal client. So becoming the expert and why you do things, why you believe in certain things, why you use this product, why you wash the eyelashes before and after, like whatever it is, your signature treatment, that is what we're going to start breaking down that process, and we're going to start using that inside the marketing. This is your content. This is exactly what people want to hear from you. And when you have the other pieces in place that you've already worked through. So now that we have all those three things, ideal client, the expert, the dream business plan, now we start setting some business goals, some business strategy plans, and the customer journey with your marketing is all based on those three things. And that is where the magic happens. That is what's going to make your business resilient in the future, because you're going to be using this for long form content. Not for posting on social media that only lasts, if you're lucky, 24 hours to around about 3 to 6% of your clientele, which is not much. We really work on being smart with the type of content that you are producing and you're putting out, because we're going to be reusing it. We're going to be using it in different ways. We're going to be starting to create series. We're going to be educating. We're going to be talking about your own personal journey, customer's personal journey, all that sort of stuff. We're going to mark out a path for them to go on. So we want to take that potential client on a journey through your business, hitting all the spots that we know that clients need to getting to know you, building the authority, building the trust, showing them what they're missing out on, showing the testimonials, showing what type of experience people have had working with you. We hit all these points in the marketing in a different way. Off social media. We use a little bit of social media, but then we push them through into other areas, which lead them to your website, which lead them to signing up to your email list, which leads them to booking online as well. We want to have a third-party place for you to drive people, because this is making sure that you're building an asset inside your business with your client list. Once you have those people off social media and they're interested in your business, you have a list of hot leads that you know are interested. And we do this in many different ways inside the coaching program, but it depends on what they are wanting to focus on. if they're wanting to launch a new service, if they're wanting to launch a package. We start to segment their clients. We're starting to find them online, we're weeding them out, and then we're targeting in using email marketing, using offers, using stories to be able to transfer them into becoming clients. Of course, this is a really big subject and we go through it a lot in detail inside my private coaching. If you want to learn more on how to do this with me, you can head to my website. I'll put the link below. But if you're wanting to work through this on your own, these are the steps that you take to be able to figure out what it is that you want to build inside your business, to be able to build resilience and make sure you've got an income consistently coming through. You need to have new eyes on your business consistently to be able to refill those clients that are dropping off a little bit. We always get a percentage of clients that do drop off over time, as well as focusing in on the clients that are sitting in front of you and giving them what they want. We also want to have this automatic process that is filtering clients, our ideal clients, into our business as well. And once these two systems are set up automatically through softwares and through your content that you're putting out online, you are able to spend less time stressing about what that you're going to post or how you're going to find new clients, and more time focusing on the strategic part of getting people into your business and then knowing that it's taken care of. So it removes that overwhelm as well. You don't need to be posting every single day to be able to do that. I wanted to also give you a few quick wins that you can actually implement right now to help you build more momentum inside your business consistently. Really easy steps that you can take that most people forget about because they're either too focused on social media or they've just given up and not worrying about all the other basic things that we are told to do 20 years ago when it's all we had. So one of my favorite things is about getting creative with how you sell your services and products. So bundling them up and selling them as packages. That's a really big one that I did in my business as well. I like rotating topics for social media and start pairing your services with products in your posts and in your reels. So if you're doing eyelashes, you are always pairing your eyelash serums, your eyelash washes, your brushes, all that sort of stuff with that content. So you're automatically putting into their mind, if they're having this service, they're buying this product. So you're layering it as like making a cake or icing a cake. You're layering it in all your marketing posts as well. You don't even have to be selling it. You're just showing it. You're showing them that you come to have this done. You're getting this as well as you leave. The most important thing to remember is to keep going and not to stop with your marketing efforts. Some other really easy actions that you can take right now is interacting with local businesses. Get to know your local area. Start interacting with them on social media. Make it effort to be able to go to coffee places and have a coffee, have breakfast once a week. Maybe start planning out your content on a laptop while you're sitting in the local cafe. Have business cards on you. You can start to talk to people. Get to know local business owners. We all love talking to each other. We love talking shop. We love knowing what other people are doing. This is a really easy way. You get out of the house, you get to meet new people, and you get to tell people about your business. Then you go home, you follow them on social media, you interact with them as well, and you start to become a person instead of just a business. Posting in community boards. This is really something that I've noticed, that people love asking for referrals. And I've got a few people that have been recommending me in these community boards in my local area, and I've been getting a lot of new clients through them. And I also like to participate, so ask questions, answer people, give people advice. It doesn't have to be on your service, it could be on anything, but it's about showing up, making sure that you're actually putting in as much as you're taking out as well. Other high traffic businesses that you can buddy up with, so things like your gyms, your hair salons, your physios, that sort of thing. Start looking at other areas, interacting again on social media and going in and visiting people and talk to them. And then one of my favorite ones is sharing testimonies. Show people what other people have said. Show them what their experience is. If you've got really beautiful words that someone has said to you, write them down, put it in a quote. You don't have to put their full name, just put their first name. You just put client Z, client A, if you want, but really sharing what people say about you, feedback that they've got from their skin. Now, if you want more information on how to grow a successful beauty business, I actually do have a free ebook that you can download on my website, beautyceohq.com. It's the first one on the homepage. It is literally my broken down formula of Beauty CEO method, and it walks you through the 5 stages of building a successful business. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you next time.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening to The Rise of the Beauty CEO. But I have one more thing. If you have a topic or a situation you would love answered on the podcast, I actually have a new Ask the Beauty CEO section on my website, especially for you to submit questions or situations that you would love to hear me talk about. And if you want to find out how you can work with me, head over to thebeautyceohq.com to find out how.